This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ, we thank you for listening. I hope you're having a good day on this Friday, January the 3rd. And we go back to Arkansas, where Bruce is on the phone with us. Bruce, you still there?
I'm still here.
Yeah, by the way, Bruce got the answer to the question correctly. The most popular dog breed in America for 2024 was the French Bulldog. And the French Bulldog has been the number one dog for the last 2 years, replacing the Labrador Retriever. The average, looks like to me, the average French Bulldog weighs between 17 and 24 pounds. So I was about right about that. And you're right. Let's see, Bruce, they're ugly cute, I guess you could say. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They got a little ugly. Yeah. They got an unusual. Well, I better stop right there.
Hey, what's your question for us? They're so ugly, only a French Bulldog would love. Mama would love them. Yeah. Hey, what's your question for us?
Well, I'm kicking around. Well, what would you guys prefer? Automotive, music, or American history?
I would say automotive. These guys, I'll let them.
Let's go with music because Tim's good at that.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. Back in the 70s, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, who was the loudest live band?
Okay. In the 70s?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't
it's not
say,
gonna
don't,
be the Carpenters. Don't. Let's just work our way backwards.
Yeah. Reverse engineering right there. All right, Bruce, don't say anything, okay? We're gonna talk amongst ourselves here. Okay, this precedes
heavy metal.
This precedes the heavy metal, which came in basically in the 80s.
Right.
This is when I lost my hearing. And
when you what?
I lost it.
When what happened?
Yeah. I'm just kidding. I didn't listen. I wasn't. But I'm going to say right there, I'm going to go Led Zeppelin.
I don't guess you could go wrong with Led Zeppelin.
That sounds like.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
I mean, in the 70s?
Let's say.
Yeah, let's go Led Zeppelin.
How loud was Pink Floyd?
They weren't really heavy metal, but they were loud rock and roll.
How loud was Pink Floyd or Black Sabbath? Let's go Led Zeppelin.
You're right, JJ. You're in that genre. I mean, go ahead. We're going to say Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin.
Deep Purple.
Ed got it right.
You got
Ed.
I just
took a guess.
Ricky Blackmore.
Was Deep Purple. Were they like
Smoke on the Water?
Smoke on the Water. Okay. Anyway, Bruce, good question.
Yes,
there.
Sir. And, thank you for your
thank
patience.
Thank you for calling. You're listening to Trivia Friday. Our thanks to Bruce, who got the dog breed question correct.
Hey, Bruce mentioned being in Arkansas. I didn't even think to say I'm going to be in Locksburg, Arkansas.
No, you're not.
For a Valentine banquet. I don't know how.
Seriously?
I don't know how close that is to Bruce, but if I can make mention here in just a couple of weeks. Smithville Baptist Church. Saturday, January the 25th, Wild Game Dinner, and then I'll be preaching on Sunday morning. So January the 25th and 26th, Smithville Baptist Church. If you're in that part of Mississippi, you're invited.
As I say it often, I got a problem with churches playing wild games, but I just don't think
it doesn't seem right.
No, it's not a good witness.
I can't imagine the Apostle Paul
playing wild games.
Wild
games?
At church?
No.
At church. All right, Ed.
All right, let's go to Ohio, and Dottie is on the line. Dottie, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, guys. Thank you.
Hi, Dottie. I'm assuming you're a Buckeye fan, right?
Of course. I would be thrown out of my house.
I know, right? Ohio's a one school state. You're a Buckeye fan or
you don't care about sports.
Yeah. All right, so the Buckeyes just destroyed.
They're peaking at the right time.
Yeah, they just destroyed Oregon. The Ducks.
They look dominant.
Yeah. They went duck hunting and were successful. All right, Dottie. So ask, answer, or both?
I'm going to do both, please.
Okay. Which one do you want to answer?
the 23 flavors in a soft drink.
Yes, ma'am. Here's the question. What popular soft drink claims to contain 23 flavors?
That would be Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper. Okay, Dottie. Are you there?
She's there.
Yeah.
All right, Dottie. For an AFR travel hat, ball cap, name me 7 of the flavors.
Oh, man.
Just 7. You got 23 choices. Give me 7, right. And you got a ball cap.
Look.
Going to be sent to
Dottie,
Ohio.
You don't have to answer that because we're not going to know. But I'm going to, since Tim started this, Dottie, if you can tell us where Dr. Pepper was invented, we'll send you an AFR ball cap.
So either one of those answers get you a ball cap.
Any one of those answers.
Yeah.
Wow, I can take a shot at the flavors.
Give me 4.
How are we going to know?
I'll take 4.
4. I'm thinking cherry.
Okay.
And cola and lemon.
Uh-huh. Is cola a flavor?
Hey, I've heard, now this is one of these, what do you call them, urban legends? I've heard that there's prune juice in there. And sometimes when I'm taking a sip and I just sort of say,
very popular.
I think I can almost, unless it's a placebo, I think I can almost taste a hint of prune juice.
Very popular at the nursing homes.
Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper. Oh, yeah. What?
When you first are in a hole, I'd go over that rule.
All right, Dottie. That's all right. Hey, Dottie, for being
that's
a good
right.
For being a good sport, we'll send you the AFR travel.
Oh,
cap.
That's good.
I don't even know the answer myself.
All right, I found.
Oh, here
you
go.
Did? Go ahead.
All right, Dottie, go ahead and you said cherry.
Yeah.
Is that in there?
You said cola.
Yeah.
Those are both in there. What else did you say?
I said 2 more.
I said lemon.
Lemon is in there.
Wow.
Preston says orange.
And orange is in there.
You mean
all
they're
right.
Giving away their, they're giving their recipe
and
away?
And prune. Okay. Well, but you don't know how much of
it. Got prune juice in there?
All right. Prune flavoring is in there.
What?
All right. The 23 flavors, almond, amaretto, black licorice,
By
blackberry.
Morning.
What's that?
What'd you say was in there?
Amaretto.
By morning.
Are you going to do this for all the flavors? Blackberry, caramel, carrot, cherry.
Top.
Clove.
Clove. I can clove. Taste the clove now.
Cola. Ginger.
Crimson and clover.
And Marianne. Juniper.
Jennifer.
Lemon.
Jennifer. Marianne.
Molasses, and the Huxtables. What's the ginger?
Marianne and ginger. I don't you go ahead.
Molasses, nutmeg,
Sloaz.
Orange,
aren't you?
Orange, you pepper, plum,
spray,
prune, raspberry, root beer, rum, tomato, and vanilla.
Okay, there's no way, like you say, we don't know if there's a dash of this,
yeah,
or a hint of that. So, okay, while you
so
you
she got
your,
it.
Yeah, thank you
she
for
got
your Dottie. You earned that cap, but while you're listening and being patient, Dottie, here's the backstory. So Dr. Pepper was invented in Waco, Texas, and it was originally called a Waco, and they made the drink. It was so delicious, and people would stop through there, and they'd say, give me a Waco, and that lasted for just a little minute. Then they changed the name to Dr. Pepper, and it may have been a Dr. Pepper who invented it, but they said they called it a Waco, and then people traveling through tie up their horse, come in and say, I want one of those drinks that you guys have. And they changed it to Dr. Pepper, and it all was right there in Waco, Texas.
Now, Dottie, do you like Dr. Pepper?
Yes and no. I'm not a big pop drinker.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I do. That's one of my. Yeah, I love Dr. Pepper.
It's interesting that you just taught me about the Waco drink, because we do a lot of puzzles, and we do nostalgic puzzles, and we see the Waco drink on there. So that's nice to know.
Wow. Yeah, Waco drink is like for whatever, you know, a year or not very long at all, and it was Dr. Pepper, but they just, you know, changed the name.
All right. Well, Dottie, make sure, I know you got a question for us. When we get through with you on air, I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll get your information, and we'll send you out a ball cap. Well done on the flavors. I would never have guessed
great.
Even 4 of those. That was tremendous.
And that prune juice, you know, all those years, now I have to go back in and apologize to all those old wives for what I thought was just fables.
Yes, old wives' tales.
I mean, yeah.
For now, though.
All right, Dottie, what's your question for us?
Mm-hmm. So my granddaughter wants me to ask, how tall is Andy Griffith?
Your granddaughter does? Wow.
Yeah.
She's watching.
Good for her for watching the classics.
Yeah.
He must be tall, huh?
Almost. I think
6 foot, 6'1". What do you guys think?
5'11", something like that.
I'll say 6 foot tall.
I'm going to go
right
six,
on the button.
I'm going to go 6 foot, but you may be right. He may
be
just under that. All right, we have two votes for 6 foot, and Tim says 5'11".
He is 6 foot.
Six foot, guys.
Okay, is the correct pronunciation 6 foot tall or 6 feet tall? that would be, because we want to be, you know, we're pretty serious about our English here.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, are show. We? Are we?
Yeah, we are.
We talk.
Hey, Happy New Year, Dottie.
Yeah.
Make sure and stay on the line so they can get your address.
Dottie, what's your daughter or granddaughter's name that gave you the question?
Chloe.
Good question, Chloe.
Yes.
All right. Hey, Cindy, we're going to send a hat to Chloe and Dottie so they can both have one, an AFR ball cap. All right. And all right. Thank you, Dottie, from Ohio. Let's repeat our questions. And we didn't do that, right, this half hour? We didn't.
I don't.
For the last time today, we will repeat our questions. Go.
All right. What major league pitcher won 7 Cy Young Awards but never threw a no-hitter? The flip side is what major league pitcher threw 7 no-hitters but never won a Cy Young Award? And you know that other question I have, I'm gonna hold that off till next week.
Okay. All right.
I'm gonna be like Tim.
You work so hard for that question.
That's right. Here's what I've got. In the Peanuts comics, we're talking Linus and Lucy, a brother and sister. What was their last name?
That's a good
What was the last name of Linus and Lucy? And then I'll add one.
Mm-hmm.
What two epic poems did the ancient Greek poet Homer write? Try to remember back to high school or college. What two epic poems did the ancient Greek poet Homer write?
All right, my question is this, last question I have for today. This actor, still alive today, was a major movie star for Disney in the 60s and 70s. His movies include The Barefoot Executive and The Computer Wore Tennis Shoes. I want to know the answer. This gentleman went on to have a illustrious career in the movie industry, but he got his start with movies that many baby boomers remember going to the theater and watching in the 60s and 70s. What's his name? And he's also married to a very famous movie star.
Yeah.
I think they're married. Maybe shacked up. I'm not sure.
I think they've never been formally married.
Yeah, I think.
But they've lived together for 30 years or something.
Haven't heard that this year. Shacked up, gone all year, and not even heard that phrase.
Is that inappropriate?
I think
everyone knows what you mean when you say it. Shacked up.
Throw in a little hellfire and brimstone on Trivia Friday while we're having fun.
That's right.
Tell it.
We always call people who live together and weren't married.
Yeah, shacked up. Even in New England, that's what we say.
They're shacked up.
Yeah. All right, we go to Kansas, and Robert is on the line. Robert, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, gentlemen, and praise to God and gratitude.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Robert. We agree, brother.
A lot to be thankful for.
Yep.
Where do you live in Kansas, Robert?
Yeah, where do you live in Kansas?
I live in Wichita.
Wichita.
JJ, you ever been there?
I've been there.
He's been there. He's got a timeshare.
Next summer, I'm going to be in Newton, so I'm excited about that. May the 31st and June the 1st, I'll be in Newton. You're invited.
Hey, Robert, I always ask people who call from Wichita, where's the repair work now on Kellogg Avenue?
Kellogg's not really the big problem right now.
Okay,
right.
Good.
North 96 I-135 interchange has been under construction for quite a while, and it's still going to be a little while before it does.
It's that same bunch that came over from Kellogg Avenue.
Yeah, I wish the Kellogg was a little longer, the road there, but you can't have it all.
For those who don't know, Kellogg Avenue is one of the main drags there in
it's like the Energizer Bunny
Wichita.
Of roads.
Yeah, that's right.
It just
right.
keeps going and going and going.
All right, Robert, ask, answer, or both?
Both, please.
Which one do you want to answer?
Either one of the baseball questions.
All right.
Here we go.
Here's the first one. The first one. I'll toss that to you. What major league pitcher won 7 Cy Young Awards but never threw a no-hitter?
That would be Roger Clemens.
He threw a one-hitter, but he never threw a no-hitter.
Really?
But no kidding.
Seven Cy Young Awards.
How do you do that without throwing a
– I know.
It's being so consistent in all the other games.
Yeah. Oh, he was dominant for –
Oh, it broke my heart when he left the Red Sox and went to the Yankees.
For 12 years, he was one of the most dominant pitchers ever.
Yeah.
There. Good question.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, good answer. What's your question
for
us?
They always sell out in the end, though.
I've got either another sports question or a money question.
Sports.
Yeah, let's go sports. And,
money.
Yeah.
Okay. How much does a bowling pin weigh?
That's not a sports question.
Yeah, you gotta be talking about a sport to start off with, Robert. How much does a bowling pin? All right, no, wait. Are we talking candle pins or are we talking duck
oh,
pins?
Oh my word, that's what I'm talking about.
Just a regular like Pro Bowlers Association pin.
Okay. I'm gonna say 2 or 3 pounds, 3 pounds maybe, 2 or 3 pounds.
2 pounds, 4 ounces. That's my guess.
Yeah, I'll go 3 pounds.
Yeah.
2 pounds, 4 ounces.
Any of us close, Robert?
It's about 3 3/4.
3 3/4, almost 4 pounds?
That's heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever held one?
Yes. Oh, yes. My dad, I grew up in a bowling alley.
Oh, so you were back.
Pete Weber.
Oh, you've held
a Hall of Fame.
Right.
I got
wow.
You held a lot of them then.
Were you a successful bowler yourself?
Not after high school. I kind of fell out of it.
Let yourself go.
How many 300 games did your dad ever get? One or two?
My dad, none that I, yeah, I don't think me or him ever did.
He was the Roger Clemens of bowling.
There you go.
He was dominant, but he never got a 300 game. Yeah,
right. Hey, thanks.
For those who don't know, 300 is a perfect score in bowling.
And a lot of people get like 290 something, but to get it perfect, you know, I don't know if it's your nerves or having to
the pressure builds
the pressure, but very few people. It's like getting a hole in one.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Well, then somebody says Happy something to you, like, you know, you got 9 in a row, right? Wow. Don't let everybody down now. We're all watching.
That's what they always tell you, not to talk to a pitcher. People
no, ballplayers let him sit by himself.
Yeah, they sit by themselves. You don't want to get them all nervous about no hitter.
The other day, is he gone?
Yeah,
the other day, and listen, I'm not – Texas played – Texas and Arizona State played a classic, okay?
Yeah.
But I mentioned, I think I texted this to you. So at the end of regulation, I think it was, or near the end of regulation, the Texas kicker's going on the field, and they're tied. And this is for basically to win the ball game, okay? And the coach for Texas pulls the kicker, gets right in his face mask. It's just him, and talks to him for like 30 seconds. Like, this is all on you, buddy.
Yeah.
You can do it. The whole world's watching. Did you hear me? Are you checking? Are you? And the guys, the kid's just shaking his head. I'm going like, leave him alone.
Did he make it? Or
no, he missed it.
Well, of course he missed it.
He missed two.
He missed two, and he never misses.
Got iced by his own coach.
This guy never misses, and he missed two. The Texas kicker, his name is Auburn. I think that's his name. He's red hair.
Yeah.
Curly hair. I mean, but Auburn,
and to stop
Auburn
him on his way out.
Yes.
You don't do something like that when they're going to shoot
that's
a free
what he
throw.
Did. I'm thinking,
that's what the other team does.
Yes.
Let's call a timeout. So we
he was icing momentum. His own kicker. I was going, what are you doing, man? Anyway, Texas ended up winning the ball game, but that was I didn't understand that at all.
Wow.
All right, so here we go back to the phone.
All right, we go to Oklahoma, and Andrew is on the line. Andrew, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Yes, thank you.
Hey, Andrew, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Answer.
All right, which one you want to try to answer?
The no-hitter.
All right, here's the question, Andrew. What major league pitcher threw 7 no-hitters but never won a Cy Young Award?
Nolan Ryan.
He never
won a Cy Young Award.
You got to be kidding me.
And he was dominant. He was a dominant pitcher. I looked both of these up before just when I was confirm. Doing just to make sure. And these are both true statements.
That would have made a good true or false. Save that for 6 months from now.
Okay.
Because that's unbelievable.
Yeah, that is unbelievable.
Didn't get a Cy Young. Is that true or false?
There will never be, well, there never has been since and never will be another
Nolan Ryan
in my opinion, because, first of all, pitchers don't pitch nine innings anymore.
Right.
None of them do. And Nolan Ryan had an arm from God.
Yes.
That's all you could say. He could throw 100 miles an hour for nine innings.
No one ever break his strikeout record.
No, never.
Have you seen that movie, either one of you, from a couple of years ago?
No, about Nolan Ryan.
Nolan Ryan.
I didn't know there was one.
Yeah, there's some kind of movie out, and he's just sharing how, you know, different ones said, you got a gift. And, you know, I just saw, like, the trailer.
Huh. And I didn't know.
I thought it just came out, but I think it came out, I don't know, maybe a year ago. But that's something I want to see, if it's clean.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Andrew, good answer.
What's your question for us?
No, I don't have a question.
All right, okay. Thanks, buddy. Right. Happy New
Year. Thank you, Andrew. You have a great New Year, and thanks for calling. And we go next to...
All right, we can probably squeeze one more in. We go to Georgia, and Jedediah is on the line. Jedediah, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hello, Jedediah. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm just going to ask.
All right. Well, go ahead, Jedediah.
So, although University of Georgia has been known for the Bulldogs for many years, do you know what their first mascot was?
Huh. It was the Peach, boys.
It was the Peach?
Yeah, no, I'm just going out there. Georgia.
Peaches.
It was a Vidalia.
Yeah. Yeah. Gus, go onion.
Hey, we don't know, and we're towards the end of the show. What's the answer, Jedediah?
The goat. University of Georgia football, their mascot was the goat.
The goat?
The goat.
Usually when you say, I've got your goat, or, you know, you old goat, that's not a
and the goats take the field.
Now at least you say it's the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
Back in the days, traditionally.
Jedediah.
You got your goat.
So the University of Georgia, known as the Bulldogs, were first known as
the goats.
Or at least their mascot,
was the goat.
The mascot was
the goat. Hey, that's great, buddy.
Thank you, Jedediah.
Absolutely.
Have a
great
weekend.
Hey, listen, we had another folks on the phone, we'll get you next week.
Yeah, all right. I have no more questions.
What two epic poems did the ancient Greek poet?
I'm going to say the Iliad and Ulysses.
Iliad and the Odyssey.
Odyssey.
Peanuts, Linus, and Lucy. What was their last name?
I can't remember that.
Van Pelt.
Yeah.
The Van Pelts?
They came over
Van
with
Pelts.
The Vikings.
They were also one of the loudest rock bands in the 70s.
The Van Pelts.
The Van Pelts. Yeah, I was at their concert. Everybody was holding up a Bic lighter.
Yeah, they were also in the Sound of Music.
Yes,
remember them?
The Van Pelts.
The Van Pelt family?
I think it was the Van Pelts.
The Hills Were Alive.
All right, the actor still alive today was a major movie star for Disney in the 60s and 70s. His movies included The Barefoot Executive and The Computer Wore Tennis Shoes. Who am I talking
about? Also known for Tombstone.
Yes.
The second Guardians of the Galaxy movie, Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
And his name is not K-I-R-K.
K-U-R-T.
Yeah. K-U-R-T. Kurt Russell.
And Goldie Hawn is his significant other.
Yeah.
She was a pretty well-known actress as well.
Anyway, so there you go. Kurt Russell is the actor I was looking for.
Guys, I mentioned this, but in case somebody missed it, I'm going to be at Smithville Baptist Church in a couple of weeks. Saturday, January the 25th, Wild Game Supper. Preaching Sunday morning on Sunday the 26th. Smithville Baptist Church in Smithville, Mississippi.
Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you back here on Monday.